Level Pre-1, Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
Next week we will begin playing some relaxing music during nap time.
Oh, I've heard that listening to soft music while sleeping can help improve sleep quality.
Yes, I recently saw a study regarding sleep habits for children and read about it. It can also help children appreciate music better.
How do you plan to broadcast the music into the rooms?
This week we'll install a media player to play over the school announcement system. Then, everyone can listen to the music at the same time.
Question 1. Because some children are sleepless. 2. Because the principal is a musician. 3. Because the children can sleep better. 4. Because it's not very relaxing. Question 2. Popular songs the children choose. 2. Classical music. 3. Songs played on the piano by the teacher. 4. Aggressive music. Question 3. The teacher told her about it. 2. She read it in a research paper. 3. She studied about it in university. 4. The newspaper printed an article about it. Question 4. It hasn't been announced yet. 2. The teachers will play the music live. 3. Children will bring special headphones. 4. A music player will be put in the school.
Conversation 2.
How are you going to change your curriculum this school year?
Some parents have had concerns about their children's vocabulary level, so I want to include some vocabulary building activities.
That's a good idea. I think reading storybooks together is the best way to improve children's vocabulary levels.
Do we have a budget to get more books?
Yes, we do. I will inform Principal Sugawara when I see her after lunch.
Oh, thanks. I will start making a list of items I'd like to get. I have a few ideas already.
Question 5. Parents are worried about their children's language skills. 2. The school has no budget to buy new books. 3. The teacher has never taught vocabulary. 4. The curriculum was too difficult last year. Question 6. One. Reading the dictionary with the children to improve vocabulary. 2. Writing poems together and include vocabulary. 3. Talking with the children's parents about buying books. 4. Using storybooks to learn new words. Question 7. One. There isn't enough money to buy books. Two. They will have lunch together. Three. They want to buy more books. 4. The replacement books are too expensive.
Conversation 3.
It's a beautiful day. Why don't we go outside and play?
Yay. I want to collect some bugs and keep them in a cage in the classroom.
It's okay if you want to catch bugs, but I don't think we should keep them.
Why not? I want to watch them up close and learn about them.
I understand that, but some of the other children don't like bugs.
Oh, I thought everyone liked bugs.
Question 8. One. Study about bugs with other children. Two. Go outside and catch insects. Three. Watch birds in the cage. Four. Gather everyone together to play tag. Question 9. One. To look at bugs more closely. Two. To have children like bugs more. Three. To have the cage close to the school. 4. To learn how to raise plants. Question 10. One. Because it isn't fair to the other children. Two. Because some children might not like insects. Three. Because it is too difficult to keep the cage in the school. Four. Because the idea has already been done.
Listening Section Part 2. Passage 1.
In order to improve the quality of the education at our school, we are planning to give surveys out to the parents. We want to get feedback from the parents about the effectiveness of our teaching curriculum as well as learn what parents are expecting from us. The survey can also help us to evaluate teachers' performances and let us know our strengths and weaknesses. We will also ask parents about the school facilities and what kinds of structural changes they would like to see. Soon, the government will issue us some funding for renovations on the grounds, and we want to figure out what new things parents and children might be interested in having. We have put the surveys in envelopes, so please give them to parents when they pick up their children today. The surveys are anonymous, and they should not write their names on the questionnaires. Please tell all parents to drop them in the box at the entryway by the end of next week.
Question 11. One. Fill out the survey. Two. Attend the parent-teacher conference. Three. Improve the school. 4. Teach children to be effective. Question 12. One. Parents can help teach classes. 2. Teachers can have more time off. 3. The school can receive some funding. 4. The school can make positive changes. Question 13. One. They will get money from the government. Two. The parents will hold a fundraising event. Three. The structures are getting weaker. 4. They want to make the school bigger. Question 14. One. At the end of the day. Two. Next week. Three. Over the weekend. Four. The week after next. Question 15. One. Write your name on the survey. Two. Don't forget to sign your name at the entryway. Three. Write your name on the envelope. 4. Don't write your name on the survey.
Passage 2.
Children need to learn how to become independent. As children grow, they need others to help them, but at the same time they look for ways to do things by themselves. Usually, the first thing children learn to do is dressing themselves. They often start with simple tasks like pulling up their diapers or putting on socks. Hygiene is also essential for children to learn at an early age. They can begin to learn things such as washing their hands and brushing their teeth so that they can build healthy habits for when they get older. As child carers, we need to encourage children to automatically take care of themselves, so it's sometimes useful to provide stools at faucets so that they have easier access. Children also need to learn how to clean up after themselves. Cleanliness helps children to become organized and teaches responsibility. Putting toys away, bringing dishes to the sink, wiping up messes and picking up trash are things that most children try to avoid, but providing praise to them after they accomplish a cleaning task can help to get them to start actively cleaning up. Try not to get angry at them when they don't clean up because it will trigger negative thoughts with cleaning.
Question 16. One. Changing their diapers. Two. Pulling up their socks. Three. Helping with house tasks. Four. Washing their clothes. Question 17. One. So the children can spread germs. Two. So they will be able to pick up trash. Three. Because teachers forget to brush their teeth. 4. So they can create good habits. Question 18. One. Provide helpful items to reach sinks. Two. Be a role model by expressing appreciation. Three. Automatically wash children's faces at the faucet. Four. Share their thoughts about cleaning. Question 19. One. Put their toys away. Two. Become organized. Three. Clean up their plates. 4. Throw the dishes away. Question 20. One. Say thank you to the child. 2. Avoid the child. 3. Scold the child. 4. say negative things to the child.